Welcome everyone to the last blessing service. Not the last blessing, but they will come right to the very end, but the last blessing service of 2019. And we are here to polish up, finish up, celebrate, or forgive if necessary, the events of 2019. For many of us, it was a hard year. For some of us, it was a grand year. Things go in cycles, and it's not always the same for everybody. But we share our strengths, and we help each other with our hard times. For me, I am so grateful for the help I received this year. It was, I have to say, truly the hardest year of my life. But I learned a lot of lessons, I gained a lot of friends, and I grew closer to God. I also have to say I brought in more of the soul self that I am, not just the person who conducts the events of life and plays the roles, but the soul that I am had to come to my rescue because we had to move into a much broader playing field in order to find the answers. So, I would love to hear from you about what you would like to offer as a blessing for this year that we ended off in the most benevolent, celebrating way. God appreciates gratitude, even when we didn't get everything we wanted. We got something, or we couldn't be here. And God appreciates the courageous and the faithful, the earnest and the servants who are there for others. So whatever you got out of this year, whether it was celebration and accomplishment, or whether it was an opportunity to learn, let's bless it so that we can move on with a clean slate into 2020 and hope for an even brighter prospect for 2020. That number has a lovely ring to me because I was living on Bluebird Avenue, 2020, in the year I wrote Love Without End. So it's got a special meaning for me, and 2020 eyesight is a symbol of clarity on all levels. I like that too, and there's a great balance in it, and the numbers added up to 4 represent the 4 corners of the earth and the ultimate instability. I think after the incredibly drastic changes we went through last year, sometimes traumas are at the very least unsettling propositions or possibilities. A year's stability would be very, very welcome. And I look forward to that with extreme anticipation. This will be a year in which we find the greater stability for our church, in which we find the greater expansion and stability of our work and our community in the world. And I pray so for you too. So whatever you can bring to the blessing today, we honor it. And blessing givers, make a list, because this will be a very powerful blessing. Now, we have 2 people in the queue. Someone from area code 212. And you're on. Hello.
Oh, hi, Glenda. It's Elizabeth in New York.
Hi, Elizabeth.
I was going to ask again. I called last week for a blessing for the fires in Australia, where I'm originally from. I'm calling again because it's still catastrophic there. And the day after we prayed last weekend, the weather temperature went down to help the firefighters. It went down for a couple of days. But right now, it's gone right back up again. It's Monday in Sydney right now. And I'd ask for another blessing to help with the fires all over Australia. It's just hasn't stopped since I last called, of course. So
well,
I just
we
like
need that
Australia.
And rain.
And we rain, and rain.
And rain, and we need consolation to the people and help and assistance. Many things, we ask for them all.
Thank
There's
you.
There's no shortage in what you can ask for from God. Yes. You can ask for everything. Don't forget, everybody. Ask for everything you need. There's no lack of abundance with God. And sometimes we put limits on what we receive because we are so focused on the worst actuality of the problem we're in. And we forget that we can actually build into and in toward a solution for the worst actuality by asking for anything that's available. Anything and everything. So, don't be short in your request, everybody. And thank you, Elizabeth, and our blessings will definitely be with you and your fellow countrymen.
Thank you.
We have Sarah on the call. Hi, Sarah.
Oh, aloha, Glenda, and this beautiful community.
Aloha to you.
Oh, thank you. I would just like to offer up so much gratitude for this year, for so much joy that I really experienced this year, and really like connection to my spirit and feeling so much part of my purpose and just feeling so good in service and in kindness. And I just offer up so much gratitude for that, and for all of the blessing givers, for you, Glenda, for all people all over our planet who are praying and offering their love and their kindness and their service. I just thank each and every one of us so much. And I want to ask for a specific blessing today. I'm really struggling. I've been just kind of really emotional today. Really struggling with the relationship that I'm in, and it feels like I don't want to be in it anymore. And yet at the same time, it's just so hard to let go and to sort of, so I guess what I'm asking for is just a blessing for transformation, for the highest good, and just for me, for Scott, and may God and may our angels help us. And, so just asking for a blessing for that. And then also just feels like I'm here in the Northeast visiting my family, and it just feels like a lot of depression, just some really sad stuff. So I just want to offer a blessing of hope for all and light for all, and just witnessing each person being there in their struggle. And I offer love and light to all of us.
Okay. We have all of this and more on your list, Sarah.
Thank you.
Okay. And have this and all the good things that belong to it in your heart, okay?
Yeah.
Sometimes it's easier to let go of the bad things if we acknowledge the good things. And that's a little bit counterintuitive, I know, because we think, well, if I acknowledge all the good things, then I'll just keep getting stuck with it. isn't that right? That's our human logic. But it's counterintuitive. The fact is, you can let go easier with a blessing than you can with a curse. Yeah. A curse will stick you to something forever. And it doesn't have to be a mean curse. It could just be an "I don't like you" curse. I'm tired of this curse. It could be a mild mannered, slightly polite curse. Like, go away. I'm so tired of everything you do. You know?
Yeah.
But you know, when we think of the things we have gotten from, whether it's from a relationship, a career, or an opportunity or a place to live, What happens is that our acknowledgement of those plus things show up as, just really pay attention to this, everybody. Those things that are good show up as a tiny little we, 10%. And then by contrast, all the rest says, oh my God, I don't want to be the 90% that was bad. I got to get out of here. In other words, it lets go of itself.
Okay.
Okay?
Yeah.
Everybody, really pay attention to what I just said. You bless the tiny 10%. It doesn't want to be 10%. But you've acknowledged it and said, but what you were was lovely. And I really loved it. Yeah, but I don't want to be 10%. But it was still lovely. You just keep on like that. And
okay.
It will go away. Okay?
Okay.
It works every time. It works with illnesses also. One of the reasons we hang on to illnesses is because we own them. We talk about my arthritis, my affliction, my cancer, my diabetes, my backache, and so on. In other words, we own it, and we make it really big. And you know what it says? It says, well, I may not be good, but I'm important. Let me tell you something. It's a little secret. And Yeshua will confirm, if you read through the scriptures, he will confirm many times. Things in life would rather be important than good.
Wow.
You make them good, but unimportant, they'll go away.
Wow.
Did everybody take notes on that?
Wow.
Okay. It's a biggie.
Yeah.
I mean, it's a biggie. We could do a whole seminar around that one principle. And maybe someday we will. Right now, I'm just enjoying giving everything out just spontaneously as it comes to mind. And I hadn't been prepared to say that. Yeshua came through me and felt somebody needed to hear that. So that was it. Well, Sarah, make everything good. And the things you don't like, unimportant.
Okay. Okay, that's good.
It's hard,
yeah.
I know.
Yeah.
It's hard to make the things we don't like unimportant. But that's the way you make them go away.
Okay. I'm going to try that. Thank you, Glenda.
You're welcome. And our sweet Mary's on the line. Hello, Mary.
Hey, Glenda. Hi, everybody. Such good messages. Thank you so much, Glenda, and thank you, Sarah. Hi, Sarah. I actually have so many people that I am holding in my heart, and I wish to ask for blessings for, and I know that God knows my heart, and one of the tremendously graceful things about this blessing is that God indeed does know my heart, and it no longer feels possible to me to bless just one person. It feels like the blessing, it's like throwing a stone in the water. The eddies and the ripples and the graces bless this world. And so I am so grateful for the blessing itself. And one of the requests that I'll say by name is, in my life, I am so privileged and grateful to God. My children often, they kind of shake their heads and laugh because every time they talk to me, I have a God story. Every time. It's just not possible for me not to, because I feel like God shows himself to me every day in a multitude of ways. And I was saying this to my youngest son, Sam, and he said, I said, do I have God stories all the time? And he said, yes, you do. But then he said, I really want a God story. And oh my gosh, my heart. And so my prayer is for my beloved son and for all on this earth. I don't know how it is possible to walk on this path on earth without knowledge of the presence of God. And so that's what I pray for this world, is that we have an increase of our awareness of the presence of love and the ability of ourselves to be stewards of that love. It's what I have received from this blessing, and it's what I pray for our world in 2020, is just the realization that God is here among us and inside of us, and God is the gift we can give to each other. So that is my prayer.
Oh, that's so sweet. That is so sweet, Mary. Thank you. And
yeah.
I pray exactly along with you. And have you noticed how sweet the numbers 2020 sound? Every time
you know,
I hear them.
I never noticed that. It is like you were saying, the balance and the vision of that number. So thank you for
stability.
That. Yes.
Yeah, it's stability and sweetness and balance. 2020. It's almost a numerical way of saying, okay. I'm okay, you're okay.
Right, all is well.
Which is a wonderful, I think every time we write a check, every time we pay a bill, every time we send a message and see a date on it and we see 2020, I think it's going to be a positive chance. And it certainly will be for me, and I hope it is for everyone else. So, Mary, thank you for your sweetness and your love, and I most certainly join you in that blessing. And we have someone from area code 904. You're on.
Hi, Glenda.
Hi.
This is Vicki. I'm in Jacksonville, Florida. And
hi, Vicki.
Hi. I don't usually speak up, and today it was very it was very important to offer my thanks. And everything that's been said on the call today so far applies. And I'm so grateful for everything that is shared and all of your time and energy that you give and all that you and Yahshua have done for me. I have been through a year much like you described. And at this point, I am settled in a new home. I have so much to be grateful for, and I think my takeaway this year has been about what you were saying that was also the girl that spoke two people ago, that wow kind of, oh my goodness, turning the thoughts to that good and eliminating the importance of something that is showing itself in every way that doesn't serve my life or that is contradictory or is demonstrating a completely different focus and place in heart. And I left what I thought and I still feel is one of the greatest opportunities for love that I have had in my life. And what turned me around was placing that 10% focus on the good of myself. And I had turned away from that, and I had lost my sense of myself. And it was so hard to do amidst wanting something that wasn't right for me. And yet, by doing so, and the grace of God and the classes that you've had and my prayers to Yeshua and Archangel Michael every day and there's just been this enormous amount of love poured upon me that gave me the strength and courage and ability to move forward in my life. And I just wanted to say thank you. Thank you for the blessing givers. Thank you for all that is happening in this world that is of such peace and beauty, and carrying that dynamic love of, yes, Jesus teaches us of that is who we are. And to bring that forward, even if it's baby steps, it's so powerful. So thank you.
Oh, you're so welcome, Vicki, and God bless you in this year. I just wish you this next year. I just wish you the best ever.
It's going to be a great year and full of balance and vision. Yes.
It will. So whether you drink apple juice or champagne on New Year's Eve, drink a toast to us and our community and the beautiful people that pray for the same thing you do. Because what Yeshua said, where two or more come together in my name, I will be there. So I'm going to take a call from our lovely Susan. Hello, Susan.
Hi, Glenda. I wish everybody who spoke blessings. I'm sitting on my couch and I'm saying, well, I have nothing to say, so I'm just going to take it all in. Wrong. Somebody says something and said, oh, you got to speak. So I want to warn everybody. First of all, you started by talking about 2020. And I'm getting my eyes done on my January 27th, which is like my half birthday because I'm July 27th. And 2020, uh-huh. I said, wow, my eye has been so out of balance because this one eye is so, you know, so I said, this is good, 2020, and you're having it done.
Yeah.
I said, this is a special sign, Susan. So you brought up the most recent, the idea of 2020 in balance, and you mentioned vision. I went, oh man, that's a good thing to hold on to. I want to thank you for that.
So, yes.
Absolutely. So, and then a few things happened. Well, for one thing, last Sunday I couldn't be on the call because I was at a friend's house, but she and her husband were doing this, they do this little recital because she plays the piano and he's learning the violin. And it must have been around 4 o'clock because as I'm listening and closing my eyes to what she was playing, something I think from Brahms, immediately I said, you're hooked in. It's got to be after four, you're hooked in. So I went, good. So I was psychically hooked into the 4 o'clock blessing last week, and sure enough, later I looked at the clock. I said, I was hooked in. I'm right. So that was certainly, you know, that's a blessing. And then another thing, my son called me with this great Christmas story that I put on the thread. There were 10 women on the thread. He was in Madison Square Garden, and with his little baby and his wife. And they do like a security check, and he put the baby down, and you know, in being concerned to make sure she's very young, she's like not even two, that she doesn't run off. So the woman in security said, oh, put your three items down in this bag, which he did, and he picked up Lena, little one, goes through the security and realizes that it was his phone, his keys, and his wallet, and he put it in someone else's bag, New York City. Go find it.
Oh, my
Imagine
Lord.
New York City. So he goes up to the security, and they say, come with me, and they have cameras. But even with that, what are you going to find?
Yeah.
So his wife, Rachel, you know, they hadn't let the people into the actual arena. And she's saying, please, does anybody keep your bags? My husband's missing three things. One gentleman yells out, why don't you call the telephone number, because she said what was missing, and it was his cell phone. And sure enough, she goes to security, and she calls the cell phone. There's an Asian woman answering. She's not even at the game. She went to a theater in Madison Square Garden. She was sitting in her seat, answers the phone. The security says to my son, stay where you are. I'll go to her seat where she is, and I'll retrieve the three items. So she comes back with, you know, that he comes back, you know, the security guard with the items for my son, which is a miracle in and of itself. and then gives a little gift to Lena as they walk into the arena. What's the likelihood that blessings to the man who yelled out, call the phone, and blessings to the Asian lady in the theater that picked it up and retrieved it from the security guard? Tell me that's not a Christmas story.
Oh, of course it's a Christmas story. That's a great one. Thank you.
Are you kidding
me? Thank you, yes.
Blessing to Vicky, to Sarah, to Mary. God bless them. They just trigger a million, and whoever else I might have left out, they trigger a million thoughts and feelings. I feel very connected to this community. And blessings to you, sweet one.
Thank you.
Oh,
well, I just wish you the best year ever, and most especially with your eyes, because I know that's a concern to you.
Thank you,
but
sweetheart.
Remember also, you have more than physical vision.
Well, that's true. That's very true. I'm fully aware of that. But thank you. But I'd like my physical vision. I need to be interdependent as long as I'm hanging here.
Well, of course. But it helps you relax a little bit when you think you have more than physical vision.
Good.
You see?
Oh, I know that. I know that for a fact.
No matter what, you will not be in the dark, my dear. Okay.
Yeah. Thank you.
We're going to put Desmond on the line. Hi, Des. How are you?
Hey, Glenda. I'm okay.
Hey.
How are you?
Doing okay.
Yeah, that's good. Yeah, best of wishes for 2020.
Thank you, everybody.
You're welcome. And,
Thank you.
I have a update story that's kind of really important. My doctor wouldn't, he never lowered anybody's meds and he lowered mine, all the way to the minimum dose for a while. And he never let anybody off of a CTO, which is a community treatment order, and he let me off of it, so I'm off meds. But, you know, like him and every other doctor has never seen anybody manage it without meds who has had the degree of problems that I've had. And I believe that I can, and I was just reading a story in the Ringing Cedars kind of related to it. And I've been saving that story for like 2 weeks, and I just read it before the call, and not to know why I decided to share, but I was reading and I started crying just because, or in a sense crying, because it was just like, you know, this is really what I've believed this the whole time. I just had so many problems. And, so that's one big update. Another really interesting thing is that I spent a year designing a small house and looking for land and figuring out finances for a future family homestead. And I've designed a house that's a beautiful little house after a year of designing one. And, I found land and everything that in a couple of years that I can probably start my own homestead finally and be able to manage the finances, because I got them, it's like extremely minimal as possible. And, so I'm looking forward to that and eventually having a partner, to homestead with.
Oh, Desmond, congratulations on everything. That is such good news and I'm so happy for you. But I'm not surprised. You have really, really been a man of faith, and it's by your faith that you're made whole. If more people would know that, there would be more miracles. So you're doing the work, and the work is honoring you.
Well, Glenda, doing the work with you for so many years, I received so many miracles, and I thought of calling you a couple of weeks ago and just telling you when I was really happy about, you know, this miracle and how, there's been so many miracles that it's a big trend to talk about the law of manifestation or the law of attraction, you know, for so long, but a lot of those people aren't really doing that beautiful or grand or, you know, easily manifesting. And
yeah.
I found
the idea, the idea alone will not do it for you. Just having the idea won't do it.
And, truth and reality
and faith,
you know, the soul's purpose and faith and prayer and meditation, you know,
it does.
And so, yeah, I wanted to say that, yeah, so many miracles have happened and they happened even against all odds. And I'm hoping this is another one. But the thing is that you know, miracles also come with challenges, like, you know, like your miracle of seeing and speaking with Yeshua came with a lot of challenges as well with all the beautifulness that you experienced along with it.
Oh, well, Desmond, we just love seeing your success and thank you so much for sharing. I know you're going to have a year unlike any that came before. And there's something, you brought to mind something that I consider it an important point of wisdom. And Yeshua has reminded me of this a number of times. When I had something going for me, and all of a sudden, it wasn't going so well. It's not that it turned sour or went bad. It's just that doing that particular thing wasn't doing so well. It's just like a car running out of gas, you might say, sort of petering along the road. And I wonder, well, has luck turned on me? Has God failed me? Am I doing the wrong thing? I know we've all been there. We've all had those points of stagnation. I think that's probably the best thing to call it. And it happens. It happens. But what Yeshua taught me, here's the wisdom he taught me, and I think that I'm seeing this is going to happen for you next year. What brought us to a certain level of success will not take us to the next level of success. What we need when we get to a certain level of success, whether it's in a relationship or whether it's just in working on our self-esteem and our accomplishments and who we are, our health or our place of living, whatever the situation may be, that is our pathway of accomplishment. We get to a certain point and we need to let it level out. And in that level place, look around, offer gratitude, and then look upward to the mountain that is still above us. And we'll see that the mountain still above us is not exactly on the same plane as the mountain that got us to where we are. We're going to have to be outfitted a little differently. We're going to have to make out a little different chart. We may climb the rest of the mountain with someone else. We may have a different reason or purpose for climbing the rest of the mountain. Or we may find that where we've come is good enough and we're happy to be there. And we're not going to chart the rest of the mountain until a purpose emerges. It's very important in life to take these potent pauses and cherish them. That's what I feel like we're doing this week, is a potent pause where last year is over, wherever it brought us, good, bad, stupendously wonderful or horrible, wherever it taught us, it brought us, we can have a plateau. And we won't expect where we go next to be made out of the same recipe. It will be a mixture of different ideas, different plans, different goals, different friends, different aspirations. Maybe we need to change our diet. Maybe we need to change our thinking. Maybe we need to change some habits. But what will take you to the next level is not what got you to the level you're on. And Yeshua has been very, actually he's been very stern with me about that. Almost like, you know, the bad eighth grade teacher where she would say, well, it's either shape up or it's the paddle. You know, like, I mean, he would be very stern with me. Like, stop complaining. Stop blaming yourself. Stop blaming life. Stop blaming God. And settle down. Acknowledge where you are. Because you got to form a new plan. Because you're going up to a higher level next time. And it won't be made out of the same ingredients. So, I thought this was a good time to bring that on. Okay. I thought it was kind of relevant for you, Desmond. And, possibly for a lot of people on this call. I know I need to be reminded of it frequently. So we have two more people on our call, and then I think it's time for the blessing. Actually, we're already past time. So let's ask for blessings and maybe hold the story to minimum. Okay? June, we're opening your line.
Hi, Glenda. It's June. I'm calling and asking a blessing for some young people that are still struggling with addiction, and they're both in rehab, and we'll see. You know, hopefully that will help them. And all the people who are trying to, you know, support them and help them. And
oh, good.
Yes, and also thank you for what you just said. I think that's very relevant. I think I was listening to a lot of people telling me stories that are painful of being sick or, you know, in health challenges or, you know, people that have died suddenly and all sorts of things. And all of that is, you know, I have to remind myself, too, that there's, like you were saying, there's faith and there's other levels. Like, we're not... I'm thinking of the body, which is important. We're here. That's how we're here. But it's more like, you know, we're not a body in the sense that we think we are. That's how we're showing up,
mm-hmm.
you know, and not to be so focused on, well, it's not so much fear of death or something like that, but it's seeing things not as clearly as I would like, you know, that there's some beauty in all of the struggles that people are going through and that there's more to see than I can see right
sure.
past the sadness. There's joy in there somewhere, you know, and people doing their best in the life that they have and triumphing in ways that may not be obvious to anybody, you know.
Well, to kind of summarize all of that, June, because we do have to move on to one more caller, but to summarize it, faith takes us to all the places we have not yet seen that contain all the solutions we have not yet thought about and all the friends we have not yet made and all the experiences we have not yet had. So, it's only faith that can do that. Knowledge cannot take us there. Knowledge is the summarization of things we've already experienced. So when we opt for knowledge about life, knowledge about everything, we have turned our face backward toward the past. And then we start saying, how could we possibly get here? How could we have done this? How could this have happened to us? Our face is turned to the back side of our being. When we turn our face to the front side of our being, only faith can see into the future. So that's why it's so important. It's such an essential ingredient for a successful life. And that includes all the way into the completely material scientific world. What is a scientific postulate other than faith?
Thank you, Glenda, and so blessings to everyone and our thoughts and all the people who have loved us into being as.
Yes. Hold these things in your heart, June. as I do.
Thank you.
And the best will come. So I'm going to open the line for David. Hello, David.
Hi, Glenda.
How is your life doing tonight? Okay.
It's going. I had a blessing request, but also an inspiration to pass along. The four people in my life who are, well, including myself, who are in various stages of healing, Janice, her mom, Cynthia, my mom, Eleanor, and, you know, there's just different things. There's some, Janice is still having a pretty tough time with some things, but I just want to include them. And then I was with my mom at Christmas Eve service. I don't normally go to church, but she, you know, I went with her, and at communion, I just had this inspiration, not to so much take it in, but to take the wafer and just broadcast it out to the world. This is for everybody. This isn't for me. This goes beyond me. It goes beyond my family. It goes to everybody. That rather than just be a receiver, rather than just be a one-way broadcast, that it's a resonating, a transducing of sorts. And I even thought, well, that's what we need to be doing with our blessing today too. So. Just ripples out.
Right. I see that too. Thank you so much, David, and all your family will be in my heart as we offer the blessing. And we have a latecomer, Stephen. Hi. I'm going to open the line for you even.
Hi, Glenda. Just quickly, just wanted to add my sister Lisa to the blessing, my good friend, Vanessa, and Meredith, and just for myself, for my health challenges. So thank you so much, and many blessings to you. Thank you.
Oh, yes. And may 2020 bring all the answers you're looking for.
Oh, thank you so much.
I know we're all looking for a lot of important answers that we've been waiting for a long time. So with those answers will come many blessings, for the very simple reason that we will stop clinging to things that are not working.
Hallelujah.
And amen. Okay. Okay, my darling friends. And we shall move into our blessing now. And my lovely community, my family, and my dearest friends on this earth, thank you for being here with me through this year, the years before, and 2020 brings us to the end of our first decade offering blessings to the world. So, 2019 was a little bit of a transformation year. It was a creative year. And it was a challenging year. 2020, well, it's the beginning of a new decade of blessings. And we move forward and we stand tall with our feet firmly planted on the ground. So if you will just be relaxed in your seat, or if you have to be reclining, that's okay. If you can touch the earth, all the better, because we're going to draw up energy from the earth. Through your feet, through your body, and out the crown of your head into the heavens, where it will reach the heart of God, sending it back down with cleansed, renewed, finely combed and polished energy back into you, that it be your most perfect energy form, that you can be the best you that's possible right now. And the best you that's possible right now is what I pray for everyone. And the miracles will come along with it. The miracles come because of the one that you are, and because you receive that love from the best that you are. Take a deep breath and release it slowly. And another deep breath, and release it slowly. and one more, and release it deeply. Just stay relaxed and hear my prayer to Yeshua. Then you will follow with your prayer as the blessing givers and I convey the blessing. Dear Yeshua, we thank you that we have completed another year of our life. Whether grand or challenging, it was another year of our life, and every year is precious. Every year brings experiences and opportunities for us to grow and learn and make important decisions about how we want our life to be. Every year brings us an opportunity to love and serve others. We thank you for your love, and we ask to be servants of your love, one to another. We ask that you be with the lonely and with the sick, with the heartbroken, the lost, the discouraged, those who feel harmed, those who feel abandoned and betrayed, that we may find a way to listen into our one human family, that everyone may belong, and in that belonging, we find our unity in God. We humans have many names for God, but there is only one source that gave us all birth. It is in the grace of that one source that we pray and receive blessings. Through the spirit of that one holy source that we receive the energy of those blessings. And from the love of that source incarnate as you, that we know these blessings are personal and meant for us, that we may receive and receive the fullness of them. We ask all of this in your name. Amen. Amen. Your blessing has been given. Now go and rest and receive it fully unto your soul, your heart, and your body. Bye-bye for now. And I look forward to being with you next Sunday next year. Bye-bye for now.